This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A couple of Coloradans were at the Supreme Court yesterday to hear the historic arguments dealing with birthright citizenship and the power of lower court judges. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Caldy Rodriguez is from Louisville, but just finished his first year of law school in Washington, D.C. He says he wanted to be there because of both the bigger question, the future of birthright citizenship, and the specific legal issue at stake, the power of lower court judges to issue nationwide injunctions.
Having months go by with the federal government, well, the executive branch does something more or less wildly unconstitutional, probably good to have something in place to fight against that.
There have been a number of challenges filed against Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship, including one from over a dozen Democratic attorneys general. Colorado is part of that. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has filed 20 lawsuits so far, asking courts to halt some of the more than 150 executive orders signed by President Trump. Weiser said between that and his role enforcing laws to protect Coloradans, his office has been stretched thin.
Essentially, if you look at it, we have two huge responsibilities, what I might call the ordinary work that we've been doing and that we'll continue to do, and then this extraordinary work that we have to do in response to this administration's series of harmful and lawless actions.
The state legislature has approved three new positions to help the Attorney General's office with the workload. CSU graduate Eugene Daniels gives the commencement speech this afternoon at his alma mater. Daniels graduated from CSU in 2012. He's also the president of the White House Correspondents Association. This is CPR News in KRCC.